Good afternoon, and welcome to WWER's new segment, Everyday Heroes. I am Mary Parker, joined today by one of our heroes, Joni Millward. Thank you, Joni, for agreeing to chat with me.
Thanks for having me.
You're kind of becoming known around town as the Osprey Lady. How did you think you got that name?
Well, that's funny you should say that, as this morning I was out doing water sampling with river keepers and one of the other volunteers. As I walked up, I wasn't that familiar with him, but he says, "Oh, you're the Osprey Lady." So I was just called that this morning. Probably because I like to talk about ospreys, and that's pretty well known. I'll talk about osprey to anybody any day of the week. So, and I care about them, and I think that's very, very well known.
How do you think you developed such an affection for osprey, coming from being a town clerk in Fredericksburg?
Actually, I was not a town clerk. I was a clerk of court.
A clerk of court.
In the Fredericksburg Juvenile Court. Well, I worked there for 2 years after moving here, but when we did move here, the house that we moved into that we bought, in the back from our deck, there's a, you could see an osprey pole and platform, and that sits at the fire department. And my husband said, "Oh, look, an osprey platform. We're going to enjoy that." Little did he know. So I did enjoy that. I'd never lived around osprey before, and I could see them right from my deck. I watched them the first year come in, arrive first, of course, and then they brought in sticks, and they had babies, and I got to watch the babies grow and fly away, and I completely fell in love with them. And they're just beautiful birds. They're amazing birds. They're really fun to watch. They have personalities, I think, and I completely fell in love with that bird becoming my bird that I wanted to learn about.
Oh, that's great. And you've started a new program on the beach where you're inviting townsfolk to participate in observing osprey. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. As everyone knows, osprey have had a very hard time the last few years, and they have not been doing well. So we work very closely with the Center for Conservation Biology and other researchers. And I was actually at a presentation where it was spoke about provisioning rates, and that's how many fish are brought to the nest for the female or female and chicks when the chicks arrive, and how that is so important to monitor. So afterwards, I spoke with one of the researchers, and he said, "Someone's got to sit, and they've got to watch that nest. And you can get volunteers out there and give them a time period, and they watch for the fish, but they write down all other behaviors, and we can glean what is going on in your area." Mm-hmm. And that's called a provisioning rate when you're counting the fish coming in. So I said, "Let's do that." So
have you had a good response from
you? We've had a pretty good response. Actually, when you hear this, we need more volunteers to do that. Mm-hmm. And just reach out to us. Mm-hmm. And we can set you up with a nest to watch. It's going to become critical when those chicks arrive. Mm-hmm. To see if the male is able to bring in enough food for those babies.
Sure.
So, so that's what we're doing. So we're not going to have everything covered all day long, but it's a start, and any data we can collect is good. Mm-hmm. And we will be turning that in.
Well, I'm participating in it. I have osprey in my backyard, and it's amazing how disciplined you have to be to sit still for 2 hours.
It truly is, especially when nothing's happening.
Right, right.
But it can happen in the blink of an eye, and if you look at your phone, or you look away, or you daydream, you can miss something.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
But thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity. At this point, do you have any observations to share with us that are coming in?
We do. Some of our nests have failed. I do not have all the data that has been collected, because that is going to Luna, one of our board members.
Sure.
And then we're going to compile that. But we do know of several failed nests around Colonial Beach already.
Already.
And I'm not sure why they have failed. Mm-hmm. And we'll be looking into that more as I see the data. Nests that looked like they were going to go did not.
Oh.
So So
how unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very concerned about our birds at this point.
You know, the festival has blossomed into one of CB's favorite festivals. In fact, someone told me that it is now referred to as the go-to Osprey Festival on the East Coast.
Aww.
So you must be very proud of
that. I am.
Yes.
I am a lot. There's a lot of people that helped to make that happen, and we've just been growing it. And I'm excited about it every year. And we're already working on next year's festival.
You began the conversation by saying that you just came from volunteering to check the river quality.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what that means?
So the Potomac Riverkeeper Network, we sample water here in three different locations in Colonial Beach, and this is our third year to do so. And then we have volunteers that go out to the three sites, which is Monroe Bay Campground, the Town Pier, and Dockside. We're testing for two different bacteria this year, and turbidity. We do pH, air temperature, water temperature, and we turn those samples and that data into the lab, and then they run those samples, and then the results come out on Thursday.
Good. Appreciate all that you do.
Well, thank
and the
you.
Time that you give.
I will have to say, when you ask me to do this, a little bit uncomfortable with a hero because I'm not, and although, you know, I'm president of our organization, I have great board members, I have great volunteers. I can't do any of it without those people. So it's all those great people that work with us and town and their support, and even just the attendees that come, they're great and they enjoy it. And it's all successful because of all of us.
Right.
So anyway, just wanted to put that out there.
No, that's important to recognize that we're not isolated in the work that we do.
Yeah, not at all.
Right. So I will say thank you to you and all your associates who make such a difference in the town for our acquaintances, strangers, soon to be friends.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you.
Well, thank you so much.